Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. We're finally into the month of July. I hope everybody is having a great 4th of July weekend. Tonight I will discuss the new energy of Uranus moving into Gemini. This is a very important time for all of us. It moves tomorrow, July 7th, 2025. This is very important because Uranus is the last outer planet to make a change. Unless you are 84 or older, you will not have experienced the energy of a Uranus change. Uranus will be much more comfortable in Gemini than it was in Taurus. Uranus is a planet of forward movement, and Taurus resists change. Uranus wants to do things quickly. It wants variety and newness. Taurus is the opposite. Taurus wants to keep things as they are, steady, slow, and in harmony with nature and natural patterns. The energy was very much at odds in Taurus. How they manifested. Taurus is about money and Uranus is digital. We've seen a flurry of digital currencies, the centralized attempts, the CDBC, and many decentralized cryptocurrencies. The other way is food production, agriculture, farms. And Uranus is also the planet of revolution. We've seen huge protests across the world, farmer protests against governmental policies which are suppressing the farming community. And this has been worldwide. Taurus is very slow, cautious and steady, and held Uranus back. But Gemini is mutable air, a very fast energy. And Uranus is a planet that likes speed. It moves quickly in surges. It is not steady or linear. It's like bolts of electricity or a bolt of lightning, moving in surges. We are going to see an incredible acceleration in speed with all things related to Uranus. So let me describe some of this energy for you. Uranus is the planet of disruption and brings inner awakening, a light bulb turning on in the darkness. It brings in the higher mind. It's the higher level of Mercury, and is sometimes referred to as the mind of God. It arrives in Gemini on Monday, July 7th, that's tomorrow, and retrogrades back into Taurus on November 8th, then moves into Gemini fully on April 26, 2026, for the next 7 years. Then it will move into Cancer in May of 2033. We will get used to this new energy. See where Gemini falls in your chart, because this is the area that Uranus will be active for you in the next 7 years. Uranus is a planet of genius and originality. It's the higher mind, where you can get flashes of insight, especially if it aspects your Mercury. This brings in downloads from the universe, from the mind of God. This energy comes into your mind super fast and without logic. You don't know where the thoughts and ideas come from. It's like an electrical surge. When Uranus is strong or prevalent in the chart, they could appear to be wired, like hyperactive, but they are very often people ahead of their time. These people bring in progressive ideas for society. They tend to operate on the peripheral edge of society. Because Uranus is not mainstream in any way, it goes beyond mainstream. It shows us the alternative. It brings ideas ahead of their time, often scientific ideas ahead of their time, like inventors and innovators. These people very often have a super sensitized psychic sensitivity. They are tuned into the higher realms. They bring in sweeping radical changes to help and improve mankind very quickly. When you know your astrology chart, at least your ascendant, and which house is which, then you can begin to initiate these changes instead of Uranus bringing them suddenly and unexpectedly. The energy has to surface one way or another. Now, any astrological sign, like Gemini, can span two houses, but still, this is where you'll need more flexibility and adaptability from now until 2033. You can tell when the energy is coming and in which house by knowing the planetary degree. The energy anticipates and brings in what we have outgrown, what's stale, what's routine, what is no longer relevant in our lives. Then the electrical planet jumps us forward to a different area or octave of life where we choose it or the universe chooses it. It raises our vibration and frequency. Usually you don't want the universe to do it. There's always this urgent feeling of speed. Because of this, Gemini will serve Uranus very well. You're going to feel like you're on a roller coaster sometimes. It's immutable air. Geminis love change. They love newness. They love constant variety. And so does Uranus. They operate very comfortable together. But boy, is it ever with the accelerator pushed down to the floor. With regard to cyclical currencies, it will be very interesting because although Uranus is linked to the digital, it's also linked to rebellion, independence, freedom, and revolution. In the news recently were several stories about how China wants to move its people into digital currencies, but the people are pushing back. They sense that that will bring more government control. Pluto is in Aquarius, and Uranus rules Aquarius. So Pluto and Uranus are very much operating in harmony together. With the increased digital control, people are moving back into cash in many cases, also gold, and starting a form of decentralization. Actually, Uranus and Aquarius are ultimately about decentralization. The centralized government in China are accelerating a power onto the people. The power with Aquarius is that the power moves back to the people as well as their pockets all over China. With micro-cryptocurrency setting up decentralization and very much using cash as well. This shows how the energy works. Uranus, moving between Taurus and Gemini, is focusing on people choosing, that's Gemini, to decentralize currency, which is Taurus. When I think of Gemini and mutable air, I think of blowing on a dandelion with all of its spores. We always did that as a child. And all of the spores flew off in different directions. That's my image of Gemini. Gemini is about dissemination of information. The sign is linked to communication, information, facts, etc., etc., etc. Uranus was discovered in March of 1781, and the sign was in Gemini at the time. If you look at the U.S. Sibley chart, July 4th, 1776, 5:10 p.m. in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you will see that Uranus is at 8 degrees Gemini in the U.S. chart. In 2027 and 2028, the U.S. is having its Gemini return. That's why President Trump signed the big, beautiful bill at 5 o'clock on July 4th, because the timing was the same as signing the Declaration of Independence. This is very interesting because Gemini rules the 7th house in the U.S. chart. That's the house of partnerships. And President Trump's birthday is in Gemini, June 14th. Gemini is really connected to foreign relations of all kinds. It will be very interesting to watch where the U.S. will be by 2027 and 2028. In 1771, Pluto was also in Aquarius for the people. History shows us that it was very much the Age of Enlightenment and also the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Again, Uranus. In 1794, U.S.-born inventor Eli Whitney patented the cotton gin, a machine that revolutionized the production of cotton by greatly speeding up the process of removing seeds from the cotton fiber. The seventh house also rules partnerships, open enemies, industry, engineering, taking all things to a newer, higher level in terms of industrialization. Now we have another level that's birthing. It's the AI revolution and development. We'll have to keep an eye on that, but expect absolutely marvelous and amazing changes with AI in the next 7 years. Uranus has a theme when it's in Gemini. It's the spread of communication and literacy. We can also follow Gemini effects backwards. Before it was discovered in 1781, I'm going to take you back and have you look at other times of Uranus in Gemini to show you the power and force of astrology. Uranus was in Gemini in 1444 when Gutenberg invented the printing press. This was the beginning of printing in Europe. In myth, Uranus was the sky god. In 1606, we began the time period of the scientific revolution. That was when Galileo developed the telescope in 1609. Also, the first newspaper, more like a pamphlet, was developed in Germany in 1605. In the 1600s, we began the drawing of maps. The art of navigation was developed. My Gemini friends are very good at navigation, and they know direction left from right. I'm a double Pisces, sun and moon, and I am terrible with directions and high math. I'm much better with the navigation of the heavens and outer space. Taxi drivers often have a strong Gemini influence in their chart. They have an affinity with maps and navigation in general. My son, Vance, has a 0-degree Gemini rising, and he is an avid bike rider, and he is excellent with maps. That's another invention that was developed during the time of Uranus in Gemini. Watch for that trait with your friends and your children. In 1690 through 97, Uranus was in Gemini when Isaac Newton published what was known as Principia Mathematica. He published that in 1687, and these were his laws of motion, the fundamental work for the whole of modern science. Published in 1687, the Principia lays out Newton's three laws of motion, which is the basics of physics, and he published the laws of universal gravitation as well. In 1650, 1859, a Dutch scientist, Christian Huygens, published the wave theory of light. Christian Huygens was a Dutch mathematician, astronomer, and physicist who found the wave theory of light and also discovered the true shape of the rings of Saturn and made original contributions to science of dynamics, the study of action of force on bodies, which of course strengthened the theory of hands-on healing. The major event of Huygens' years in Paris was the publication in 1673, and that brilliant work contained a theory on mathematics of curvature, as well as complete solutions to such problems of dynamics as a derivation of the formula for the time of oscillation of a simple pendulum, the oscillation of a body about stationary axis, or the power of inner visualization and the laws of centrifugal force for uniform circular motion. Some of the results were given without any proof in an appendix, and Huygens' complete proofs were not published until after his death. Science has discovered that light carries information, and this is how we lightworkers download the information into our brain. I find this so interesting and so fascinating. Every time we have Pluto in Aquarius, we have more discoveries further and further out into space, into the cosmos. This time we have the new spiritual chakras, how to raise your frequency and contact our galactic neighbors. This will go hand in hand with some modern day teachers. Carl Johan Kalman is a Swedish scholar who has worked as a professional scientist in environmental science, chemistry, and cancer research. The reconnection from Dr. Eric Pearl is important because it actually can move energy through your body, and that's another discovery. And then there's Pujita in Kerala, India, with Amrita Nandamayi, along with Louisa Rage in Italy. They are excellent with moving energy, raising your vibration 10 times over, and removing any and all clingers or negative energy from you. Of course, the one that's really out of this world not only can move energy, but can see your whole lifetime when she gazes into your eyes and does intensive soul healing is Amrita Nandamayi from Kerala, India. Her website is amma.org, amma.org. I've been studying with her for over 36 years. I have information of how to contact everyone that I am mentioning here on the program. Also, hands-on healing and Reiki. As you can see, Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius are working hand-in-hand historically. They always have. They bring us much greater discoveries out in space. As we move along, all of us will be able to read the cosmos. The energy is there for anyone who can raise their vibration enough to read the information. There has been a new dwarf planet that science discovered this year with a 25,000-year orbit. It doesn't have a name yet, only a number, discovered with a dark energy camera. And we're finding out about the black holes and why they exist and what they really do in space. What is their use? We're in the air signs, and we will be discovering an awful lot out there. We're going up another level. We're going into the fifth dimension. We are ascending because of what Isaac Newton discovered way back when. Time and gravitation is correlated with consciousness. Wow. Isn't that something? This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I have more information coming after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Week of July 14th through July 20th, 2025. Two major astrological events characterize the month of July, the entry of Uranus into Gemini, and the conjunction of Saturn and Neptune in Aries. This brings us renewal and upheaval, disillusionment, and the opportunity this offers. It will be a new collective myth born during this time. The second major astrological event takes place in mid-July, the conjunction of Saturn and Neptune in Aries. This marks the beginning of another chapter in the current historic turning point. The last time the two met was in Capricorn in 1989. The energetic upheavals at that time, such as the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union, are still reverberating today. There is a sluggish and lazy start of the week on Monday and Tuesday. The energy comes bouncing back on Wednesday. This is a highly inspired day when reality and idealism form a perfect balance. Any projects that benefit humankind can blossom and come to fruition. If you have any problems where you feel stuck, remember that two heads are better than one. On Thursday, July 17th, the first conjunction of Saturn and Neptune will be exact to within a few minutes of the arc. However, as Saturn is retrograde from July 13th, the first of that play in three acts, the second conjunction will be February 20th, 26th, and that marks the exact starting point of the new Saturn-Neptune cycle. Both planets will retrograde back into Pisces in the fall of 2025. Thursday is an ideal time for negotiations and conflict resolution. Once again, we must patiently deal with the challenging relationships between endings, which was the Pisces era, and new beginnings, which is the Aries era. The conjunction of Saturn and Neptune heralds a turbulent phase. Complex and often chaotic processes begin now, which are particularly visible in collective events. The underlying theme is a deep conflict between ideal and reality. Collective dreams, expectations, and hopes that no longer relate to reality will lose their justification and dissolve. This also includes social consciousness about rights and wrong and setting new mores. Social and political structures that lack the energetic support can come under severe pressure or even collapse, especially where people have long been disappointed or systematically deceived. Like a dam bursting in a small weak point, it could quickly lead to the collapse of an entire structure. Paradoxically, the positive side of this quality of time includes the current disillusionment. The dreams that are now dissolving leave behind the space and opening so that a new collective myth can manifest itself. This relates to Aries' life-affirming, dynamic, strong-willed, and pioneering qualities, as well as its impatience, fanaticism, and warlike shadow side. Try to get contracts signed and negotiations settled before Mercury turns retrograde, because there could be delays and snags that can unravel any agreements during the retrograde time. The week's biggest news occurs on Friday, July 18th, when Mercury turns retrograde. The coming dog days of summer are ideal to slow down your pace. With so many people taking a vacation, best to put off starting new projects until the messenger planet turns back on August 11th. Focus on finishing up old projects and cleaning up your to-do list. With Mercury retrograde in the glamorous sign of Leo, you may want to postpone an elective cosmetic procedure or any kind of drastic changes to your hair or look that could prove to be costly to reverse. If possible, reschedule any makeovers until after August 18th. If you have summer travel plans, you could experience setbacks and delays. Consider to vacation in late summer or fall. If not, your best bet is to travel to a familiar destination, which will be fine. Just do the same things that you've done before. Maybe you have a summer beach home or a mountain summer spot. One of Ari's outstanding qualities is a deep, innocent trust in new beginnings. If you meet people now who have mastered this art, let them inspire you. If you struggle with doubt and lack of energy, try taking small steps. If you can act with basic trust, you can achieve a lot and experience great satisfaction during this time. Don't overthink things when it comes to romance on Saturday. Try to work up the courage to let your feelings be known. If you are single, breaking free from routine to try new things on Sunday could bring a new romance into your life. While couples can strengthen their bonds by heading for the beach or taking any kind of spontaneous adventure. The rest of July brings numerous contradictory changes, but it's harder to predict which way they will activate your life and the world. Explosive Uranus, expect the unexpected, just moved into Gemini for the first time since World War II. This weekend begins a 7-year process of revolutionizing the way you view your world. Explore ideas on how you can have more freedom and creativity in your life. It's time to upgrade your communications and technology skill set. While this new energy is giving you hints of what's coming in 2026, the outer planets all are turning retrograde for several months. That means that it's time to complete old projects, let go of your old stuff, be it external or internal. But because some energies are moving forward and others backing up in reverse, you may ask yourself if you are coming or going. Time will only tell. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly Cosmic Dip. We're talking about the planet Uranus moving into Gemini tomorrow, July 7th. The USA will be having its Uranus return in 2027 and 2028. Again, look at your astrological birth chart to see where Gemini falls in your chart. Here's a little more history about the power of Uranus in Gemini. Uranus was in Gemini from 1858 to 1865. This was the time when the Pony Express began in America. People with very fast horses were delivering mail. It's all the same theme, delivering information. What came next was Marconi, an Italian physicist and inventor of a successful wireless telegraph, or radio. That was in 1896, but the attempts began in 1858. It was on Signal Hill in St. John's, the Virgin Islands, on December 12, 1901, that Guglielmi Marconi received the first transatlantic radio signal. In 1909, Marconi received the Nobel Prize for Physics, which he shared with a German physicist, Ferdinand Braun. In myth, Uranus was known as the sky god, which is related to aviation. In 1945, the eccentric genius Alan Turing attempted to build the first computer. There were big developments with the introduction of jet engines. It was the ending of World War II, and there was a real acceleration in engineering and technology concerning aviation at this time. Uranus is the planet most related to freedom, Back in 1848, we had the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That law is still in effect, but of course we've bashed it around quite a bit since then, haven't we? Gemini is a nonconformist, something people may not know about Gemini. It doesn't want to fit in. It defines itself as being different from other people. Geminis are the observer, and they say, no, I want to be different from that. At this time, Uranus, the planet of freedom, will really accelerate that focus. Uranus is in Gemini until 2033, and Pluto is in Aquarius until 2044, creating a huge overlap of freedom. Both of them represent freedom energy. There will be massive development in AI and virtual technology. We can already see that. All forms of communication, the internet, artificial intelligence, space communication, are just going to take off. Gemini is also linked to trade, tariffs. Gemini represents short trips, local neighborhood, local communication. Also, cities. People with strong Gemini in their chart like to be in cities. Gemini is linked to electrification, digital. We may see the expansion of smart cities. I'm not endorsing anything here. I'm just explaining the energy. We will be seeing smart cities all over the world, especially in Europe and China. Gemini also rules over the hands and the lungs. In its previous cycle, 1943 to 1949, the aqua lung was developed by Jacques Cousteau. Gemini is also linked to the nervous system, as is Aquarius. None of the outer planets will be in earth or water once we get into the full launch point in 2026. The outer planet's heaviness of energy that they've been moving through is gone. As of April 2026, all the outer planets will be in air and fire, fast moving. We have fundamental changes coming in fast as well as rapid, radical change. There is the energy of being charged up, supercharged up with speed, with information. From both on the planet and off. I cannot emphasize this enough. Self-care, more stillness and meditation, bare feet on the earth, meditating with your back up against a tree, listening to the birds sing, staring up at the sky, dropping into your heart with every breath. Go inward, inward, inward. The more that you can turn inward, through these next few decades, the better. Going inward, reaching up to that eighth chakra and the back of the head ninth chakra is where you will be getting the downloads, the insights from the energy of Uranus in Gemini. If you're outwards all the time with these incredible inventions and the excitement of all, as well as the daily news, you will get frazzled and severely lower your frequency. Remember, Gemini and Aquarius are both connected to the nervous system. Build up your new routine. Get into the stillness habit several times a day. Develop heart-warming alignments or heart coherence. Live from the inside out, as my grandmother hammered into me. As a child. Another thing that Gemini supports is education, which will change so much it will become unrecognizable. People are now homeschooling more. Uranus in Gemini is digital and musical. Digital education. We learn at home through the internet. Social media will also change radically. More platforms and more servers. Some very different internets are coming along, which I have been seeing for a long time. Gemini is linked to writing, creativity, journalism. There are and will be more independent voices. Thank goodness. Our thinking and our perspectives are going to change very rapidly. Also, freedom of speech, Gemini communication. Here's an interesting note. You're going to love this. On the last day of the last time Uranus was in Gemini, George Orwell published the book 1984. You can't make this up. It's all about the challenge of freedom of speech. On the lower levels, we will see that, which is why we really have to shift our frequency. We have to go beyond so many of the challenges that we have right now in this 3D world. We can expect social media unrest, Pluto in Aquarius. The energy is very strong about revolution, along with Uranus in Gemini, which brings unrest. But it can be a quiet thing, just people making different choices. Gemini making different choices as to how you operate in the world. More self-employment, detaching from mainstream society. Also, there could be loving, peaceful protests. We had a lot of that in the 1960s. We will be seeing many of the forceful protests as well. At every level, we will see more demands for freedom of speech, as well as for freedom in general. The excitement, for sure, is more downloads, more psychic sensitivity, more galactic communication, more galactic connection. Remember, we are all galactic beings. The beings that people now channel could be higher expression of our souls, could be parallel lives, or future expressions of us. It's a completely new lineup of energy that we've never experienced before. It's opening up to space, opening up to other worlds, other lifetimes, other places of being in space. It's dropping fear and hesitation and receiving new energy with a higher frequency, which brings inner revelation, extraordinary, depending on exactly where our frequency level is. When we think of it that way, it makes more sense and isn't so mysterious or strange. There's a lot of new things coming that are out of sight and out of this world. It's very exciting. One more thing before we take our break. Electricity. Uranus is the electricity planet, and I do think that we're going to be having problems with our current electricity arrangements. Also, more cyber attacks will be coming. You have to be very, very careful with all these scam artists. We will have power outages all over the country. It will be very frustrating, but it will lead to free energy. That's why it's happening. Not that it's going to make it any easier for you, but try to have a backup plan and try to also have a generator for yourself. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. It's time for our half-hour break. Enjoy the song, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, station one. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was Bette Midler with From a Distance. I do like that song a lot. Let's talk a little bit about the effects of the full moon in Capricorn happening on July 10th, which is this coming Thursday. The full moon in Capricorn brings the disintegration, the crumbling of the energy, because everything begins with energy. While Pluto is retrograde, and Pluto has to do with the past and meteor karma, we're going to see a lot of our ancient history being revealed, and that's already begun to happen. There's a lot that's been revealed in Egypt under the Giza pyramids. There have been many new discoveries under the deep oceans and seas, as well as cities, temples. We're finding out about the old civilizations, and a lot more is to come. Aquarius will bring us ancient technologies, ancient science. All that knowledge will come to light, which will revolutionize our understanding of history. We may find that we're not the smartest kid on the block when it comes to human progression of thought. Actually, far from it. The technology we're going to discover is so advanced that it will change our world. And this all is going to happen very quickly because now we're in Gemini energy. This information could bring about a crisis in current science and technology because Pluto always creates a crisis around the sign that it's moving through. And Pluto is an Aquarius. The sign of the future. It mirrors to us what we have to let go of and always brings ways to help ourselves up to the next level for the highest good, for civilization's highest good. When Pluto moved into Capricorn in 2008, the signs of big business, we had a bank and financial crisis. Yes, it took a few months for this to happen. It was about 6 months into the energy. This time, in 2024 and 2025, Pluto moved into Aquarius fully in November of 2024. We are already seeing a crisis around science and technology, especially with aviation. And this unveiling will continue. With Neptune now retrograde, you can use that energy when you're falling asleep to ask your angels and guides, can you please show me whatever is for my higher good in my dreams? What will be revealed to me will come in the most perfect and highest way for me. Note what comes to you. Keep a journal for the next 2 or 3 days, a dream journal. The answers will come in the most brilliant ways. Also, it's free and unbiased advice. With both Neptune and Pluto retrograde, the deep dark secrets will be coming out around technology and all of the things I've just described to you. Saturn turns back on July 13th, which is linked to governments and authority figures, along with any institution or corporation that's operating in a top-down way. Watch for news about Dr. Fauci, who has now moved out of the country. This next week in July and the next 3 weeks will be very powerful and disruptive. With Uranus entering Gemini, Venus conjuncts Gemini on the 7th, which opens up our heart centers to the universe, the full Capricorn moon on the 10th, and Saturn coming out of retrograde on the 13th. All of this in 1 week. This is a big launch time for the collective. It's all rehearsal for 2026. Because Uranus has been in the anorectic degree, 29 of Taurus, we could see a lot of shocking news, surprises, earth changes, seismic activity, volcanoes erupting, earthquakes, tsunamis. We have a lot of volcanic activity right now. A lot of earthquakes have been triggered around the Ring of Fire in the Pacific, which I have been talking about for a long time. This energy also could be linked to the financial markets. Taurus links money, currency, the stock market, banking, crypto. Gemini and Aquarius bring us an urgent desire for change. If you have any planets in your chart at 28 or 29 degrees in the fixed signs of Scorpio, Taurus, Aquarius, and Leo, you may be feeling an urgent desire for change, along with an urgent desire for freedom. It's urgent to move. It's urgent to change jobs. It's urgent to spend money or get out of my stale routine. However, do not do anything rash. Flow with the energy. But as I said earlier, it's best to make these changes yourself, because if the universe does it, it can be very disruptive, sudden, unexpected, and is coming from the outside, not from within you. We could see some changes of leadership in some countries. The UK could get a new king, and the China leadership is vulnerable, not only with the full moon in Capricorn, but also with the new moon in Leo later in July. It may not be instantly just then. You need to remember that the energy happens before the action, always. The Leo new moon is at 2 degrees of Leo and affects the Israel chart because it hits the midheaven, exact. And that affects government and leadership, the 10th house. The energy also hits Israel's moon in Leo. That's the people. There could be an unexpected attack or uprising. We could also see some important changes with Iran's leadership this month, along with Russia and the Ukraine. I think the Ukraine will lose their leader suddenly and soon. Wherever the energy hits your personal birth chart, you will want more flexibility, more adaptability. You will be more future focused. You can be using more technology, more AI, and you will be very much feeling that you want to break away from whatever is stale and routine in your life. The upside is that this energy can bring in the solutions that are for the best for you. Unexpected solutions for whatever the house is about. With this dissolving of top-down authority, we are going to discover more about our collective consciousness and our brain nervous system, as well as how our focus on ascension, raising vibration, our conscious focus on love, peace, and harmony affects the planet and rises us all. In time, it will all be explained scientifically, but remember, consciousness always runs ahead of science. I'll leave you with this. As we change biologically, we move closer to our light bodies, leaving the carbon and moving into the crystalline. We will be moving into a whole new dimension. This is no longer a future event. All of us are ascending now. We are the bridge people. We are actually building the new earth ourselves. In July, we are getting a glimpse of what's coming in full force in February of 2026. It's a rehearsal, probably a dress rehearsal of the collective, stepping into our spiritual leadership, our spiritual sovereignty, being the hero of your life, and upwards and onwards. Full ascension. That's the signature of this full moon in Capricorn. We are truly, truly learning to live as authentic human beings. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. I will be doing more on the ascension subject over the next few weeks, trying to explain it to you step by step. Now we have our song, our wonderful music, the meditation, and we'll close with Richard Shulman. Understand that when you listen to the higher vibration music, your body now gets aligned stronger, and it's a beautiful way to open up your crystalline body for more ascension and high frequency energy. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light,
and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.